This is a short reading from The Start of Insomnia by Marina Benjamin, read by Kate at the next chapter. Sometimes the rattle of a clapper sounds over your bed, or a ghostly draught lifts the hairs on the back of your neck, cooling your skin, or there's an upstroke, feather light along the inside of your forearm, a sudden lurch, maybe just a blink, then a sense of falling upwards, and it is there. So are you. If we insist on defining something in terms of what it annuls, then how can we grasp the essence of what is lost when it shows itself? And how can we tell if there is anything to be gained by its presence? This is the trouble with insomnia. When I am up at night, the world takes on a different hue. It is quieter and closer, and there are textures of the dark I have begun paying attention to. I register the thickening, sense-sulling, dulling darkness that hangs velvety as a pall over deep night and the green-black tincture you get when moisture charges the atmosphere with static. Then there is the gently shifting penumbra that heralds dawn and feels less like the suggestion of light than a fuzziness around the edges of your perception, as if an optician had clamped a diffusing lens over your eyes, then quizzed you about the blurred shapes that dance at the peripheries of your vision. In sleeplessness, I have come to understand that there is a taxonomy of darkness to uncover, and with it, a nocturnal literacy we can acquire.